Republican state lawmakers will be holding roundtable forums around the state to discuss the fallout from the state's newly enacted criminal justice reforms. Most forms of cash bail for nonviolent crimes ended on January 1st. Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt has more.
The changes to the bail system have led to a backlash among police and prosecutors who cite examples of defendants with multiple criminal convictions being freed on their own recognizance. Republican state lawmakers have highlighted the issue, saying it's an example of overreach by the all-Democratic state legislature. Senate GOP Minority Leader John Flanagan, in an interview with public radio and television, says the new laws are bad public policy and have been poorly implemented. He says they should be repealed or there should be a moratorium.
This is the number one issue. It is not even close. There's nothing second. Taxes, everything else, education spending, the budget. This is what people are talking about.
Republican senators will hold roundtable discussions on bail reform in Buffalo, Long Island, and Syracuse in the coming weeks. Those are also areas where they hope to regain or hold on to GOP seats. Flanagan says he disagrees with the premise that the crimes that no longer require bail are nonviolent. He says those crimes include second-degree manslaughter and vehicular assault.
There was a 27-year-old man. I met his father last Friday, who was killed by a drunk driver who was on release, and he was not incarcerated in any way, shape, or form. He messed around with his ignition interlock device in his car. Someone is dead as a result of the change in this law.
Newsday later reported that the judge and prosecutor erred in that case and that the new bail reform laws did not require the release of the man. Supporters of bail reform say wealthy people accused of crimes, even violent ones, have always been able to pay their bail and remain free until their trial. They cite the example of movie mogul Harvey Weinstein, accused of rape, who was free after meeting bail until his trial began. Flanagan says he agrees there should not be two different standards for the rich and poor, and the law should be applied equally. Even some Democrats are having second thoughts. Governor Andrew Cuomo and Attorney General Tish James have said some tweaks need to be made to the law. Assembly Democrats, though, say they're not ready to make any changes until the law has been given some time to work. Senate Democrats are split on the issue. Senator Monica Martinez from Long Island says she won't vote for the state budget unless it includes changes to the bail reform laws. She's introduced a bill that would give judges more discretion on whether to hold a defendant before trial. The Senate Democrats held a private meeting recently with police chiefs, including Patrick Phelan, the president of the New York State Association of Chiefs of Police and chief of police for the town of Greece in Monroe County. Phelan says the senators asked for the meeting and they listened.
The conversation that we had was a good conversation. They were very receptive to hearing our concerns. They took some time and spent about an hour and a half with us.
Phelan says police chiefs also want judges to be given more discretion. And he says he also has concerns over related changes to the state's discovery laws that now require prosecutors to turn over to defendants all of the evidence collected against them within 15 days. Senate Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins, who's a supporter of bail reform, says Democrats also talked to law enforcement last spring when they approved the criminal justice changes as part of the budget. And she says there was a good reason to make those changes in the first place.
The way the system had been before we did anything was extremely unfair. It criminalized poverty in many, many ways. So we 100% of everyone understood that what was happening was wrong. So we went in, we did something to correct that injustice, and we will continue to monitor it and to talk with stakeholders and so on and so forth. We want to get it right.
Stewart-Cousins, who has said some opponents of bail reform are engaging in fear-mongering, says she just wants to cut through the noise and make sure the law is accomplishing what it was supposed to. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.